York Region is lifting its state of emergency more than 2 years after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The region announced April 26 that it would end the declaration made to address the pandemic and provide authority under the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act. With the state of emergency ending, the region will seek to resume more previously suspended programs and practices. Chairman and CEO Wayne Emerson said it had been the first time a regional state of emergency was declared and that no one could have predicted the full impact of the pandemic. As we look forward to resuming services, I again thank and acknowledge our staff, municipalities, residents, business owners and the countless community partners for their commitment and resiliency during these turbulent times. The state of emergency led to the closure of regional facilities to the public and paused many in-person services such as adult day programs, early ON programming, court services, non-COVID-19 public health clinics and in-person events. The region said it would begin to resume these in a staged approach over the coming weeks and months. The regional council will also meet in person for the first time in more than 2 years in a hybrid approach starting May 26. Meetings will continue to be streamed, but deputations will remain virtual. The pandemic has not necessarily introduced new trends, but it has certainly accelerated existing trends, including the region's culture of continuous improvement and digital transformation, York Chief Administrative Officer Bruce McGregor said. In addition to continuing to leverage digital technology learned over the past 2 years to provide customer-focused services more effectively, York Region is also strengthening its existing hybrid and flexible work policies. Newmarket lifted its state of emergency last August during a period of lower transmission. The pandemic is still ongoing, with 48 hospitalized with COVID-19 in York Region as of April 26 and at least more than 1,400 active cases. Emerson said the emergency declaration lifting is a sign of brighter days ahead, but added that COVID-19 is still active in the community. As we learn to live with this virus, we must all continue to exercise caution and take steps to protect our individual health and safety and that of our family and loved ones, Emerson said. By continuing to wear face masks in most indoor settings, practicing physical distancing when in large crowds, and staying home when feeling unwell, we can each do our part to prevent future lockdowns and service disruptions. The region said that it still urges vaccinations to protect from the most serious COVID-19-related outcomes. You can book an appointment and find clinic details at york.ca/COVID-19 vaccine.